Here you have your perfect view of Buckingham Palace, known the world over as the home of the British royal family. The first record of a house on this site comes from the 1620s, but the house that would become the core of Buckingham Palace was erected by the Duke of Buckingham in 1703 as a lovely country manor named Buckingham House. Later, in the 1700s, when King George III came to the throne, he decided to purchase Buckingham House as a gift for his wife, Queen Charlotte. George and Charlotte spent a lot of time here, and it was seen as a bit of a retreat from the hustle and bustle of court. And it was here that 14 of George and Charlotte's 15 children were born. Throughout the centuries, the building has evolved. In the reigns of George IV and William IV, the house was heavily refurbished and drastically expanded as it slowly turned from a small country house into a royal palace. It was then expanded again in the reign of Queen Victoria, and it was she who would first use Buckingham Palace as an official primary royal residence. In the early 1900s, it was expanded and refurbished by King Edward VII and King George V, bringing the palace up to the look and design that you see before you today. Contained within the walls of Buckingham Palace are 775 rooms. There are 19 staterooms, 52 royal and guest bedrooms, 92 offices, 188 staff bedrooms, and 78 bathrooms. Although Buckingham Palace is the most popularly known London residence of the reigning monarch, the royal family has other palaces, castles, and houses throughout the country, which means the monarch isn't here as much as you might think. In fact, King Charles uses Buckingham Palace more like an office, and hasn't spent a single night here since he came to the throne in September 2022. And it's very easy to find out whether or not His Majesty is currently in residence at the palace simply by looking at the flag on top of the building. Contrary to popular belief, there's always a flag on top of Buckingham Palace, and it's the type of flag that determines whether or not the king is home. Whenever the blue, white, and red Union flag flies on top of the building, it means that His Majesty is not home, because this is the flag of the United Kingdom, not the flag of the king. His Majesty has his own personal flag, known as the Royal Standard. It's a combination of four squares in shades of blue, red, and gold. Two squares are red with three gold lions, which represent England. One is gold with a red lion, which represents Scotland. And one is blue with a golden harp, which represents Northern Ireland. Whenever you see that flag on top of the palace, it means the king is currently in residence. Which, in a weird way, means the king can never hide from us, because the flag will always give him away. Our next stop is along the Mall, the long red road that stretches directly in front of the Victoria Memorial and Buckingham Palace. If you listen to the last clip standing on the raised pathway, simply continue following around and then, at the end, take a left onto the Mall. If you listen to the last clip in the pedestrianized section in front of the Canada Gates, simply follow the road along to the left as you face Buckingham Palace, and it will bring you to the Mall as well. If you listen to the last clip in front of Buckingham Palace itself, cross back over to the edge of Green Park, and with the palace behind you, take the path to your right. Follow it around until you come to the Mall. Continue along the Mall, away from Buckingham Palace, until you can see a huge iron gate on your left. This is your next stop.